views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, how y'all doing today? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Do you ever get so busy that you go and go and go? And those of you working in your own business know exactly what I'm talking about. But you know, we also need time to slow down and remember what's important to us, like our family. Because this past week, I decided to take some time off. So I took a few days. This past week, I went down to visit my daughter in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We laughed and we cried till our bellies were hurting, and there was sure plenty of wine involved. We went to this really neat girls' night out thing. It was a wine and design. I've never ever done that. Maybe you have. I've never even heard about it before. But we painted. We drank lots of wine. And we made a lot more friends. And of course, there was also shopping involved and lots and lots and lots to eat. It was a very relaxing couple of days. And then we had to cry when it was time to say goodbye. And the other thing that's going on too with my family, I want to ask y'all for some special prayers if you can. Just really do me a favor. My mom is battling ovarian cancer, and this morning I received the call that she's back in the hospital. So again, if y'all could do me a favor and send some happy blessings her way, I'd really, really appreciate it. Her name is Barbara, in case some of you want to know. But so what now? I mean, what now is a theme for today's program? And it can't be more appropriate. The one thing that, and again, my daughter and I were watching this movie over the weekend, one of those, you know, old DVDs that have been out for a few years, Elizabethtown. And it always hit home with me when the character in there that's played by Orlando Bloom, his father dies. And his mom, who was played by Susan Sarandon, says, "If Dad were here, he would say, if it weren't for this, it would be something else." And Orlando Bloom himself, I mean, he was suffering from a really profound career setback at that point. He was working in a sneaker business where he was really poorly designed the shoe that all came back to the business. But the paradigms of this story, it really come to life because there are always roadblocks in our lives. I mean, what matters is how we respond to those roadblocks. I mean, Susan Sarandon's character, and she's now a widow, and she has this really unusual sense of how to mourn her deceased husband. So I really do have to say, what is normal? How should we behave? I mean, should we behave the way society expects us to? Or do we behave in a manner that really comforts us? I really learned a lot from my daughter, and we really talked a lot about that this past week. And I don't always agree with her behavior or her choices, but as a mother, I do respect her decisions. So I have to ask you, what events in your life have you allowed to hold you back? Or do you go around them? Do you hit the roadblock head on? I mean, really, the answer is up to you. I mean, the movie, you know, this movie really didn't have a lot of great reviews, but the line, "if it weren't for this, it would be something else," has always stayed with me. And what now? What now is coming up is today's guest, which is Janet Wizawati. Janet is a Now What coach. Could you imagine that you could have a coach that's going to help you with the Now What? She can bring us a thing or two about Now What. I mean, she's certainly seen her shares of up and downs. Her biggest struggle has been finding her true identity. She's become an expert in reinventing herself. And I'm sure many of you have reinvented yourself over your lifetime, over your career, your personal life, whatever it may be. But she is the expert at reinventing herself. She's moved around quite often as a child, and then she thought that she would, you know, that would pretty much slow down as an adult. But not the case, because she married a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. So, and we were talking previously, so right there I have to say, a 6'2" Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. I want to meet him. But in their 43 years of marriage, she has lived in 4 provinces, 9 cities. She's had 15 homes. And, you know, when I was reading that, I thought, oh, 15 homes. There's a positive side to that. I can redecorate 15 times. And I could keep changing my style and my patterns and not have to worry about it. And maybe a little less cleaning, too, because, hey, I'm moving anyway, so why bother cleaning? But Janet has seen her share of medical issues as well. And she's been in, get this, 4 car accidents in 10 years. And then that's when she realized her life circumstances would help steer her in a different direction. And today, Janet is here taking action. She found her identity, and she is helping others find theirs. So, Janet, I want to say welcome to the show.
Thanks, Connie. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, you've really led, I mean, some could look at it as an exciting life. You know, you've moved, you know, you're married to a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer, and yourself, you're retired dispatcher for the Royal Canadian Mounted. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So what was that like, having to move so many times and you know, have to, you know, pick up your roots and move again and start over again? I mean, what was that like for you?
You know, I always looked at it because I grew up as a child like that. When Les started, joined the RCMP, and then we started moving, it was more of an adventure. And we really had to either be each other's best friend, and because a lot of marriages don't make it because of that, because you have to rely on each other. It's a new experience. And we didn't move just like a couple hours from our friends and family. We moved like across the country. And at one point we lived on Haida Gwaii, and it used to be called the Queen Charlotte Islands when we lived there, and it's off the coast, the west coast of Fort Prince Rupert, and actually on a clear day we could see the coast of Alaska from the beach, and we were quite isolated there. The only way on and off the island at that time was to fly, or if you had your own boat, and that was before I joined and became a dispatcher. So as a wife, I had to do other things in a small places. Like one day I got a call and said, I said, I'll get less. And they says, no, we want to talk to you. I says, why? We're coming to pick you up because you have to guard a prisoner. And I said, I have to what? Oh. And they says, yeah, you know what? You're the only one we can clear in a moment's notice. And so I get off the phone and I say to my husband, I says, so what do I do? And so he showed me how I could search her. And right. I get in there and I'm trying to do it. And this girl says to me, not like that, like this. And then she shows me how I should search her.
And this was the person that you were searching?
That I was supposed to be guarding, yeah. So I had to search her. So she was teaching me.
Well, I guess she was there a few times.
I think she was familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah, sounds that way. you had 3 car accidents. That was something really drastic that basically, like you said, I mean, almost, you know, it was like, oh, I should have had a V8. But it was that wake-up call to help you realize that there was more in life. And we're going to talk a lot more about that when we come back from our break. But 3 accidents in 10 years, I mean, that must have been pretty horrific as well. And was this while you were moving in these different locations? So, I want you to hold that thought and think about that a little bit more, because we are going to talk more about that. So when we come back from break, we're going to be speaking with Janet Wisawati and how she's going to motivate you to discover what makes your heart sing so you can live longer, healthier, and a happy life. But I also want you to stay tuned because, we're going to have a bonus for you later in the show, because Janet has not one, but two giveaways that she's going to be bringing to you. So I want you to stay tuned for that, because it's going to be a real exciting show today.
We've already said
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
1230 WBLQ.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change?
Oh, welcome back. And joining me today is Janet Wisawati. And Janet and I met recently. We have a mutual friend, a lovely mutual friend. But Janet, I really want to know more about you. I know it was four car accidents that you had, and not three, but how, share more about, you know, that car accident and how it really led you to start thinking differently and start looking at how do I diversify? How do I find myself?
Well, Connie, the first three, each time I had a little more of an injury, but the fourth one really took me out. And I always say that God was giving me hints, and then he took a 2x4 because I wasn't listening and changing direction. And the last one, we were broadsided in, and although I didn't break anything, sort of broke my spirit. I pulled all my abdominal muscles. And what it made me do is sit in my, you know what, and think, you know, I had to live with myself. And I'm a busy person. And when you when you're forced to sit like that, it's like, you can't avoid it. Like, I couldn't do much. We had I had a one-year-old granddaughter. I couldn't even lift her. And I just really had to sit. And then one night I was sitting in my living room at 3 o'clock in the morning crying, wishing I'd actually died in that car accident. And it was like a little light came on and says, hey, girl, you need help. And so that's when I found a psychologist to work with. And I stress this very importantly. Never go with the person you do not feel comfortable with. I worked with, I met one psychologist that, believe me, I would never recommend her to anybody. The second one I searched and found myself, and she was amazing and helped me get through it. But in that, they found that I had some health issues I wasn't even aware of. I had an ovarian cyst still growing. I had an arterial venous malformation. And the psychologist, I thought I was just going to see about the car accident, but she just diagnosed me with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is cumulative of things that happened on my job.
Oh, okay. So it was the combination of more than just a car accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, because that job has to be pretty stressful.
Yeah.
So you said you started reading? Is that what
I couldn't do anything else. So I did lots of reading, and the one book that really changed my life there was a book called The Magic of Thinking Big by David Swartz. And in there, he's talking, a man's talking to a mentor, and the mentor says, I've heard all the reasons why you can't do something. Come back in 2 weeks and tell me how you can. So that sort of changed my thinking, and I started thinking how I could do something, and I ended up... one of the things about shift work, it's hard to go back to school or anything like that. It's shift work, right? So
right.
I wanted to go back to university, and I went back to work when I was able. And I says, who wants to switch shifts with me? I want to go to school during the day, and I'll work your nights. And nobody turned me down.
I'm happy not there. It's like, I'm on it. But I love what you said. Don't tell me what you can't do. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you can.
Yeah. It changes your thinking.
That is so huge. Yes, mm-hmm. That is so huge. That is so powerful for people, because so many times, or too many times, the first thing they'll say is, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. But and I always come back with, I'm like, well, really, you can't do that. So why can't you do that? What's getting in your way? So basically, tell me how you can. That is
exactly.
So powerful. Yes, yes.
And that's a good quality question. Like, we ask lots of questions, but really, when it comes down to it, how good are our questions? And that's one thing as a police dispatcher and taking emergency calls. I had to learn to ask those, you know, really driven questions to get answer that I needed. So, yeah.
Well, that had to be. Yes, that's right. It is. It's all about the question. My husband would always say to me, well, meet somebody or I'll meet somebody new. And I'll start going into my list of questions. And he's how he says to me, he says, I'm just amazed. He goes, you get to the core root of what they need just by through a 5-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. I said, all you have to do is ask the questions.
Yeah.
And it's also right. Asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. That's going to get them to think and come back with the answer that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. So what's it like to be married to a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer?
Well, I was fortunate. I didn't have scarlet fever. So that's a term that some people use about women who marry men in the RCMP. But my husband was not a police officer when I met and married him.
Okay.
And he joined after. So he's pretty awesome. Like, we've had a really good relationship. But, you know, you hardly ever see each other. Like, he was on shifts all the time. And then when it transitioned into him being into was supposed to be a 9-to-5 job type of thing, I worked the shift work. So we raised two kids on shift work. And they're not in jail and they're not drug users. So I think we did okay.
Oh, sounds like you did okay then. And give yourself a pat on the back. What would you say would be a lesson learned? I mean, through all of this, through moving and your car accidents. I mean, besides the obvious about what we talked about just a minute ago. I mean, with all of it, I mean, what would you say would be your lesson learned?
I think my lesson is to really live your life as if it's your last and with a purpose in mind. Like, there was one time I got a phone call from a girl because I'd been complaining about Les, and she says, you know, Janet, people think you and Les are getting a divorce. And so I phoned my husband and he says, oh, give somebody else a rest. So we never got caught up in the drama.
Okay.
And it's when you get caught up in the drama that things go sideways. So, you know, that's what I would say is don't get caught up in the drama. You know, there's more to life than the drama.
Mm, that's really good advice because there's drama. I've seen
there's
on
always
Facebook,
drama.
There's drama. Yeah. I see it on Facebook. You know, the pill Dramamine. Well, mm-hmm. This girl did a video. It was the cutest thing. She said, here, buy Dramamine and it'll stop your drama. That was so on point. It was
yep,
great. It was
perfect.
Really, really creative. What do you mean when you say that be the identity that you want to be? I mean, what is that definition from your point of view?
Do you know, who do you admire? What do you think? Like, let's face it, I went through all kinds of things. I was a at-home mom. I looked after other people's kids and I got caught up in the gossip and stuff like that. But, you know, it comes a time that if you have an opportunity to change, and I was very blessed to have that opportunity to change. So my friends changed. You know, I got different quality friends. I had never finished high school, so I thought I wasn't smart enough to do anything until I met this wonderful woman I worked with who said, Janet, you are smart enough. And so that's what I mean. You surround yourself with the people that you admire and you want to be like. You know, I didn't want to be sitting around complaining all the time or looking bedraggled, or I wanted to help people. Like, my goal is to be a full-time philanthropist. And so in order to be that, what do I have to do in the meantime? So I start little. I attend things, fundraisers, and I support different things. And so who do you want to be, you know, in your life? Do you want to be that happy person? Like, people can really make the decision to be happy.
Oh yes, absolutely.
They don't have to be complaining and that. Look at it that way. Who do you want to be? Who do you admire? And it's not to replace who you are. You're unique in yourself. And you have gifts. And you know what? Each and every one of us touches somebody. And I always go back to George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, when he
right.
mm-hmm. when he said, I wish I'd never been born. And the angel Charlie takes him around and says, look what would have happened if you'd never been born.
Right.
And that's everybody. We all have somebody we're going to touch.
Yeah, so always touching somebody's life. But you made, early on, you made a point there, when you change, the people around you are going to change, and it may be new people in your life, and it may be the same people in your life, because now that you're behaving differently, they're also going to behave differently to you. Because a lot of people will say, oh, you know, when I'm doing some coaching or executive coaching or team coaching, oh, I, you know, everybody in my group, you know, they're jerks. I don't get along, you know, they're all yeah. idiots and I know everything. Well, let's look at the common denominator here. You're saying that all other five or six people, they're the ones doing it all wrong, and you think you're doing it right. Well, maybe that's not totally the case. So again, when you start looking at things differently or behaving differently yourself, and then people are going to also then behave differently. So I have to ask you before we go on to break here, what was your aha moment, the moment that you knew that you were ready to not only become an entrepreneur, but to create and provide services to other people?
I think it was, I started doing lots of self-help on my self-work, right? I took courses like personal best seminars. I trained with Jack Canfield for a number of years. And because I was helping myself, but as I'm doing that, I'm looking at people around me and I'm thinking, hey, if I can go on the other side of PTSD, why can't someone else? If I can overcome that, somebody else can. If I can, you know, be pain-free from fibromyalgia, I can share that with other people. We have that power. We so have that power, but we can't do it alone. I certainly couldn't do it alone. I had great support, and I had great teachers, and I still am learning.
All right. I have to ask you to define PTSD so people don't think it's like a disease or something.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder. And it can happen to anybody. First responders are the ones that are in the public eye most of the time. But really, it can happen to anybody. A child who was abused, and it can happen to anybody. But we can overcome it. I believe that.
I do agree that we can overcome it. I mean, this isn't as traumatic as you have, but about a year ago, I have two little doggies, toy poodles. One is 4 pounds and one was 2. And we were at the dog park and the 2-pounder was attacked by a big husky dog. I got into the fight. I got bit. My hands got bit up and my little Maddie, she died. And I'm still traumatized by that event. And I said, I was at my daughter's and she has 2 pit bulls. And she even said to me, Mom, do you want me to put them in a kennel? Because she knew. I said, no. I said, as long as you are there when I arrive until they get to know me, I said, no, I don't want you to spend the money to put them into a kennel. But I didn't realize until one day I seen this big dog coming towards me and I just panicked. So it could happen to anyone for any event that happens, large or small. I mean, it just comes. But like you said, you can learn how to work with that. Well, it's time for a commercial break. Later in the show, we have a bonus for you. So stay tuned because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff.
On board, we gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by.
Well, welcome back. Today we're talking with Janet Wizawadi about finding your identity. Janet, let's talk a little bit about business now and how I know what you do is so, so important to so many people on so many levels. But I wanted to get really deep down now and talking more about your business, how you create your content. How are you marketing to your clients? And I know you, I think you do some public seminars or conferences. So how were you doing that whole process of getting and connecting with your customers and your clients?
Well, right now, it's a lot of it's word of mouth and Facebook, and I've just been doing stuff more locally, but I'm working on getting some things online. With my training with Jack Canfield, I use a lot of the success principles. I did the train the trainer for his the success principles, and I use them. They're powerful. But I started doing something just as an entry in for people. Because some people, we don't know what we don't know, right?
Right.
And so I've got what I call a wisdom coaching circle. And it's not a huge group, but we go about 2.5 hours. And we all just share a challenge we have. And then we use it like a mastermind. And you know what a mastermind, everybody right. comes up with the answer. And, you know, really, I truly believe we can't do it alone. And so I don't have all the answers, but sometimes somebody else will say a comment and the other person's head will go up and say, hey, that's it. And we may not even know. And so I do dream board workshops, the vision boards. And because I'll give you an example. I knew a young man who was going through a divorce and he wasn't in a good place. And I says, hey, just come to this and be my guest. And he came by the
so
time he
men,
left.
It's for men and women. It's a mix then. Okay.
You know, I've done husband and wife teams. It's powerful. They each do their own board and then they do one of what they want to do together. I've done it for mothers, daughters. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about, we don't know what the other person wants and sometimes we can't verbalize it. And,
and that's so, really true.
Yeah. So we have to have tools, right? It's all about tools. And, I share the tools that I use and that I'm aware of and somebody else shares other tools. And, I do a journaling, workshop. I'm a co-author in a book called Power to Change, by Thrive Publishing, Katarina Randeau. And, journaling at the heart of changing your life. And so I've created a workshop around that. And,
So most of it then, as far as your marketing, most of it you said is coming by word of mouth. So you're not, I mean, I know you put out there on Facebook and are you on LinkedIn or any of those other sites?
I am on LinkedIn and, I'm also, have you heard of Fish, where they throw the fish at Pike Place Market in Seattle?
No, I have not.
That was my very first training was a fish where I do the fish workshop where it's play, be there, make your day and change your attitude. And I've done that for corporate in the RCMP and for some other places. And yeah, it's all about being aware, right?
Yes.
Being aware.
Yes. Being aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting because I know a lot of feedback, a lot of questions we get from our listeners is really they want to know, how are, our guests and, they're successful in what they're doing, but how are they marketing? How are they getting into corporate? How are they connecting? Basically, again, how are they connecting and marketing with their clients? So it's always interesting to get a different perspective from each of our guests and how they do that, because it's not a one size fits all.
No. And when I came from government, I came from a place where I went in and I got my job. It was an emergency. It was reactionary. So this is all new to me is that I have a passion that I believe people need to look at their lives and then they have control. But I've just linked up with a lady who's going to be doing more marketing for me. And that's it. You know, find somebody that is better than you at it. Like I like what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. I'm not so much passionate about the marketing because I don't understand
it that
well.
Most people aren't. They're passionate about their, you know, either the widget that they make or their services they provide, whether it be coaching or speaking or radio host. And my background is marketing. So I really enjoy doing it and looking at different ways, being versatile on how to get out there and reach and connect with my customers. But it's always, like I said, it's not black and white. You have to figure out what it is that your market is looking for, and then that's how you're able to connect with them.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful to people like you who have a book out on marketing. And that's, and you had this, your guest last, was his name Terry? That was
Tim Reed was on that. Yeah,
Tim Reed. And he was talking about the marketing side of it. And I'm on Twitter now, which I wasn't before. And it's all, for me, it's about sharing. Like, the more knowledge we have, the more that we have to do things with.
Yes.
And so by sharing and letting people know what's out there, and marketing is huge. And right now it's just speaking and connecting. And like I said, I'm just starting to work with this other woman who's, I'm going on their calendar, and they're promoting me in that too.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, with me, I find that marketing, the best way to market is to make that emotional engagement with someone. And that's, you know, the relationship, building those relationships, giving things away. I'm always, always giving things away. My husband would be like, okay, he goes, you're giving away too much. I said, you know what? That's how I get business, because I give away. I'm offering. And then when people see and understand my services and I show them the value of what I do, then I'm getting customers. So it's okay to do that. I mean, you have to cut the line somewhere. I mean, you can't give away everything or you'll starve. But it still comes, you know, using that as a strategy, be very strategic in how you're doing that, whether it be, you know, with your giveaways, building those relationships, watching your time and making sure that you're getting out and you're networking, because it all comes back to that emotional engagement, which is service, not sales. And again, that's my belief on how that works.
Totally. And are you familiar with eWomen? eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey started.
I am not.
Well, the eWomen Network. And so there's a chapter here in Edmonton, and I'm a member of it. And we have a lunch once a month, and I donate usually a workshop or a wisdom coaching circle or a book and a journal, just because, like, it's very hard for me to explain what I do, because, you know what, not always I know what I do. When I'm in a workshop and something happens and I say something to somebody and somebody's light bulb goes on, I think, wow, I wonder where that came from.
Well, the rule of thumb I've learned is if you could say in 7 words or less what you do and somebody understands what you just said, you've got it nailed.
Yeah.
So I always look at it, okay, in 7 words or less, can I explain to Aunt Gloria what I do? Because I remember when I was first starting and I was visiting my Aunt Gloria in Louisville, Kentucky, and she said, well, what do you do? And when I, after an hour explaining to her what I do, I seen that glazed look over her eyes. And I thought, okay, I have to like reestablish that and take a look at that. So I went back to, okay, if I could say in 7 words or less and Aunt Gloria could understand it, we got it. And she would always be my, I would always call and test it on her. But unfortunately, she has since passed. So I have other people I tested on since I can't do it with her. So with your programs that you do you have any virtual products or online courses that you're looking at with all of those services that you're providing?
I'm working on putting my journaling workshop online. That's in the process. And also, because I've got the book and the journals that are created with my husband's photography, his photography is on the cover, I'm going to videotape one of my journaling workshops and provide a video to go with it as a
package. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, how can somebody contact you for more information?
They can send me an email, or they can they can go on my website and contact me through there, janet@familyconnect.com. And connect is CONNEKT.
And so Janet at familyconnect.com, CONNEKT. And I'll have your information on my website as well, so people can easily, easily go on there and find out more about you and the programs that you provide. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what time it is? It is giveaway time. So get ready to start dialing 1-800-930-2819. And I promise you a bonus because you're going to love this. Today, Janet is giving away a copy, a free copy of her book to today's third caller. And as the bonus to the third caller, you're also going to receive a copy of Janet's journal. So start dialing now, 800-930-2819. You'll want to keep listening because coming up next is our lightning round. I'll be putting Janet in the hot seat, so stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
It's a happy day and you're listening to Masters Chambers and I'm your host, Connie Fife. And joining me today is Janet Wisawati, the What Now Expert. And I'm sure you've said that to yourself. What now? What now? But Janet is that what now expert. I also want to remind you about our giveaway. Again, dial in to 1-800-930-2819. Get a free book and get a bonus copy of Janet's journal. But also, if you're driving or listening to a repeat of the show, you can also email. Email me at Connie@ConnieFifeSpeaks.com, and we'll be sure to get you a copy of the book. Well, this is time for our lightning round. So we're going to get ready to rock, Janet. It's all about you. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All ready, because this is our lightning round, and I'm going to ask you 10 questions, and you may answer or you may pass. All up to you. Okay. So let's get started. So what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, NCIS.
Oh, okay. And what or who is your first celebrity crush?
Robert Mitchum.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I was 11.
Okay. What is your hidden talent or maybe a hobby that you do? What do you do for your downtime?
I used to be an avid cross stitcher. I've got some beautiful cross stitch I've done.
Oh, that's interesting. What is your favorite business book?
The Magic of Thinking Big.
Okay. Who is your most influential person?
Don't you hate that when your mind goes blank? Jack Canfield. He's
okay. I was waiting for that one.
I know.
What is your worst habit?
Procrastination around housework.
Oh, well, who wants that? Hire a maid.
Yeah, I know.
Solution. There's always a solution. What is your favorite success quote?
I use one. I says, your success is my success.
Okay. By Janet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's your cheerleader, the person that really keeps you going?
My husband. He is amazing.
Nice. And could you imagine living your life any other way?
No. I'm enjoying my life.
Great. I mean, that was a transition to working shifts as a dispatcher and to what you're doing now. I mean, it was really a right brain, left brain thing that you did.
Mm-hmm. I think I was always that type of person. I feel I'm a lot like a bridge. I can do either.
And some people like that. I mean, and I know I am. I could go either way. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Don't be so fearful and don't listen to the naysayers.
I mean, that is something that so many young people and a lot of the guests come on and say that about don't listen to the naysayers. And if we only knew, like you said, we don't know what we don't know. And if we knew that a long time ago, I'd be doing what I'm doing now, but I knew I would have started a lot sooner.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot sooner. Well, Janet, you've been a beautiful guest today. Do you have any parting words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just that find somebody that go back even to your childhood to find out, remember what your dreams were in that and find somebody to help you get there. I also do coaching via Skype or phone. But if it's not me, find somebody to help you get where you want to be, who you want to be. We all need someone like that in our life. I have a coach. I have a mentor. And I have some wonderful people in my life.
I have to agree with you there, because I also have a coach and a mentor. And, of course, wonderful people in my life. My husband is totally supportive of what I do. And so supportive. He really hopes that maybe in a couple of years he could join in and become part of the business, which I would love to have that happen. But right now he's enjoying what he does. But for people to understand, you know, don't be afraid. Really go after your dreams. Or like you talk about diversify. You know, don't get stuck in one path. You know, look at your career and, you know, possibly, you know, you might need to diversify. And as we all have responsibilities or, you know, children or, you know, or spouses or, you know,
and there's lots of free stuff on members. TV. On the web, like you, TED Talks are amazing.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't, we can start off without it costing anything.
Oh, absolutely. You can. And when you make that commitment, I know when I got my very first coach and I started my business and, you know, and after a few months, I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I have no clue what I'm doing or where I'm going. And I had this same person mention to me after the fifth time, it was like, okay, it was like that, you know, the kick in the pants and said, okay, how many more times does somebody have to say to you, get a coach? And the same person was recommended to me each and every time. So when I finally heard that, you know, and he was in, you know, the Kentucky, Tennessee area, I was like, all right, I'm there, you know, because I was going home. And I went, and he's still my coach today.
Well, and radio shows like yours, where you bring on different speakers, we learn from all of them. Like I listen to a few of your shows, and you gain knowledge anywhere, and it's out there surrounding you. Just have to be open to it.
Well, like you said too, join a mastermind group.
Yep.
And I lead several mastermind groups, and you know what? I'm there just to organize the group and keep the group going. Because 9 out of 10 times, they're learning from each other.
Oh, definitely. And I get so much out of it. It's kind of like selfish, right? I get so much out of it.
Right. I get more. I always tell them, I get more out of this than you do. Because, you know, they'll be apologizing to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. I'm like, please. You know, we need everybody.
Yes.
You know, opinion, like to say, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to grow your business. It takes a village to grow who we are, whether we're a child or adults. We need to have that support group and that people around us to help us and to help us grow in a supportive way.
And I always say, when we all work together, miracles happen.
Ah, that's beautiful too. That's definitely another quote by Janet.
Yep.
When y'all work together, miracles happen.
Yeah.
And that's great, Janet.
Does. So.
Yeah, and it really does. So join a mastermind group. They're out there, and a lot of them are free. And you know what? If you don't see one, start one.
Yeah, create one.
That's right. Create one. It's easy to start. You can go online. You can find some information. Send me an email. I'll be glad to send you the how-tos of how to start a mastermind group for free. And that's Connie@ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. Well, what now? The next time you ask yourself the question, what now? Remember, diversify your life. And be ready for those life challenges, because they're always going to be there. Because if it's not this, it's going to be something else. And be the identity that you want to be. Be you and be it now. Coming up next week is Kathy Armillis. She's a marketer, a speaker, an author. Listen in next week right here on Masters Chambers, because we're getting better together. For more tips on how you can create a culture of emotional engagement and learn more about today's guest, head on over to my website at www.ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening, and you have a great week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement. Getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.